Hey, what's going on? It's your man Cass.
And Belle.
And we are a couple of critics. And what are we going to talk about today, babe?
We're going to talk about Mardi Gras, the experience, you know, the concert, the food at Universal Studios, you know, so just kind of talk about it for anyone who wants to attend in the last 2 weeks or never attended.
Well, let's be honest, okay? Well, me and you were pass holders. We've been pass holders to Universal for many, many years. Yes. I mean, a lot of years we've been pass holders. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's before we used to sneak in, but, you know, they changed the system.
Yeah, they changed the system.
So we can't sneak in.
We can't.
Anyway.
So we gotta go legit.
But that was years ago, guys. That was like, you know, like pre-marriage and stuff. Anyway, but Mardi Gras, if you don't know what it is, it's an annual event they have, and it's kind of similar to the Mardi Gras in New Orleans, where they have the parades and they throw beads out, stuff mm-hmm. like that. Now, nobody's jiggling their titties or nothing for beads. That's not the theme here.
It's a very tame show.
Yes. So don't be going out there thinking it's Mardi Gras like in New Orleans and you got to show your titties and get beads. No, they throw beads out. They have a great parade. But during Mardi Gras, what's great about it is that they have artists for about like 2 months come in every week mm-hmm. and they have like a big artist, different artists. They mm-hmm. We've seen Neo, we've seen Pitbull, we've seen LL Cool J, Earth, Wind & Fire, Patti LaBelle. You know, a New Edition. Mm-hmm.
TLC.
They've had a lot of great artists come out there. And not only black artists, but they have a lot of rock artists mm-hmm. as well, pop artists and things like that. So it's always a good time. The concerts are always great. It's always the food is, I don't think they have special Mardi Gras food, do they?
They do. It's a special menu. So they usually have like jambalaya and stuff, and they usually have gumbo, you know, because it has a lot of spice in it, so you don't have to try those.
I remember I tried the gumbo last year.
Yeah, they have quite a few.
Yeah. So
they usually have beignets, all of mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. So it's definitely a good time. Now, like I said, you're gonna be paying money. Like if the great thing about this is not a special event outside of you going to the park. So let's say you wanted to go to the park that day, usually mm-hmm. Mardi Gras, the parade starts around 7 o'clock and then the concert starts at 8:30. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to go there, other places when they have special concerts, you have to pay just for the concert mm-hmm. or they clear the park. But with Universal, it's included. So if you go the day of a concert, you can go to the park, have a good time, then you can go to the concert afterwards. So that's always a great thing. So it's like you double your money because, you know, during the day you can have fun at mm-hmm. the park, ride the rides. Then you can go enjoy the concert, enjoy the parade. Mm-hmm. So that's always a good for your money. But I think an average ticket is like $130, $150 now.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, like the two-part ticket, like mm-hmm. $60 back in the day.
Right.
You know,
right.
That was back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But now it's about $120, $150, I believe, around there. Mm-hmm. Could be higher. I'm not quite sure. Yeah. But it's definitely worth it. I think the Mardi Gras time is definitely worth it. You get more for your buck. You get to see an artist that maybe, you know, going to their concert is going to be $400 or $500 by itself, but you get to go in the park, enjoy the park food, and watch a concert.
Mm-hmm.
So the last concert we went to was my girl Coco Jones.
Yes, we went and saw Coco Jones this past Friday. And I will say, so the concert series is really on Fridays and Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you're planning on going on Monday through Thursday, you're not going to, you know, see any concert mm-hmm. because they're really for Friday, Saturday.
And then also depending on the part, on the artist, is depending on how crowded it mm-hmm. is at that time. Because you got to understand, most people do leave the park around 6-7 o'clock. And so a lot of times, depending on the artist, people will just come to see the artist mm-hmm. or there are a lot of people that day. Now, Saturday is a lot of people just normally, but depending on the artist is depending on how many people will stay or how many people will come. Like I remember Pitbull was there. It was like packed. LL was there. It was packed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Coco Jones, it was packed, mm-hmm. but it wasn't as packed.
Right.
She is a newer artist.
Yeah, she's a much newer, up and coming.
Now, if you don't know who she is, Coco Jones was on Disney Channel. She was on different shows on Disney Channel, different movies on Disney Channel. She's like a Disney Channel star.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's transitioned into her music career.
Or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
And then the new version of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I think most people start to know her from there. Yep. You know, great actress, beautiful woman. One thing I do like about her is that in a time of BBLs, in a time of women doing everything to sell sex and things like that, she has kept it very classy, very sexy. She has a natural, slender body where at the end of the day, you know, you can see she hasn't got any work done.
Yeah, no enhancements.
No enhancements. It's very natural. A beautiful woman, talented singer. So she had her show. It was about an hour and a half, which was a good time.
It was good.
So what is your opinion about the show?
It was great. I mean, I love Coco Jones. You know, like I say, she is a true R&B artist from back in the day that she remind me of. Even though she's not, you know, that old, she's a very young, you know, artist, but she has that soul of that, you know, back in the day R&B, like a Monica, a Brandy. You know, she remind me of them in the groups like En Vogue, you know, and it's very, very refreshing to see her concert. I mean, she gave us, you know, her old stuff, her newer stuff, and on her album that is coming out
April 25th
or around there. And then she's also going on tour. I'm sure it's a limited, you know, tour in May. But I mean, her concert was great. It was her and her background singers, and she did amazing. Yes, background dancers. Sorry, and she did amazing.
Yeah, it was a good show. It got me, see, now she's a newer artist, right? She doesn't have too many hits that a lot of people know.
Right.
So she did a lot of covers. She did a lot of songs that she's collabed with a lot of people. But they weren't like big songs. She reminded me of when I first moved to Orlando when Kanye West went on tour. So I'm at the House of Blues. This is before he had all them hits, right? He was, you know, he did a couple of hits. He did a couple of songs that was on his Future album. But like nobody knew what they were at that point. And he was he did a lot of covers of songs that he produced. But it was a great show.
Yeah.
This show reminded me of that. Like, you know, a lot of the songs people didn't know. But there was a lot people did know. But she hasn't had that mega hit. Right. That's why I said she reminded me of Kanye at that time. I think that was like 2003, 2004 when I saw Kanye. And he didn't have a lot of mega hits. You know what I'm saying? But a very interesting show. Very entertaining show. And she did that. She came out, she engaged with the crowd. I think she was looking at me a few times, you know what I'm saying? She was making eye contact with me. I didn't want to say nothing when we were sitting there because I thought I didn't want to make you feel uncomfortable. But when we were standing there, she was locking eyes with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sure she was
locking eyes with me. So Coco, you know, I get it. You saw me. Remember, I was the guy with the you know, with the red bottom Federo hat. I know you probably remember me. But you know, I am married. But you know, but she was eyeing me.
She was eyeing you, huh?
I mean, I was looking good that day.
Fantasies. Yeah, you were looking like a snack that day.
Exactly. And she saw the snack and she wanted a little taste.
She wanted a bite.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, at the end of the day, you know, I have to respect my marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I do it for you, baby.
Yeah, thank you.
But it was a great show. I think she has a long way to go. She's only 27, so she's still young.
Yeah, she's very young.
And she has some songs that are getting moderate success.
Yeah.
And people knew. You know what I'm saying? But overall, just the show itself sold. She has a beautiful voice. Beautiful voice.
She can definitely sing. Her range is phenomenal. You know, she can hold a note very well. So I think it's only growth from here on out for her.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I would like to see her. I would like to see her concert to see how she, you know, expands it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure this concert, before she goes, it was just a test.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this is her. She's going on tour in May. So I'm sure this concert was more of a, let's try this set. But then it's going to be something different or bigger.
Right.
For the tour. So I would definitely like to see a tour. I think she's one of those more intimate artists. So,
she is.
So I don't
It'll
know
probably if she'd be a smaller venue.
Yeah. I don't know if she's doing the arena tours. I don't know. But I hope she does more of the intimate shows like the House of Blues and those type of venues. I think it's more impactful for her to get more intimate with it. I don't see her doing an arena show right now.
Yeah.
Unless she's opening it up for somebody by her own personal tour. I think starting the intimate, you know, the little arenas, the college arenas, the House of Blues, the House of Blues, Hard Rock, stuff like that. So, but I don't know her tour.
Right.
But she's definitely talented, definitely beautiful. Definitely, she definitely connected with the crowd. You know, she was doing a lot of crowd interaction. And I really enjoyed it. I really did. Now, there was some blah moments in the concert that were kind of like drew the energy down. Of, you know, she did this whole set of collaborations she did with other artists. And a lot of those artists aren't big artists, like, you know, like huge, like, you know, household name artists.
Well, Future. I mean, she did a collab with Future.
But the Future song that she did was going to be on her Future album, on the new album coming out.
Which is, it's on the radio right now.
That's on the Future?
Yeah, that's on the radio right now. And that's why people are singing it. So, you know, I mean, Future, I mean, Big Mama. I mean, a lot of people know Lotto. You know, so
she's done some. So, you know, but those songs weren't huge hit songs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I just think like that moment, it was kind of like the down period of the concert, being that a lot of people may not have known those songs.
Right, right.
But with her talent, she kept it where it wasn't like, okay, that's enough. You know what I mean? So that's the only judgment of it I have, you know. I love her dancing. You know, she's definitely bringing that R&B feel back. She's not, you know, trying to be a pop artist or anything. I think her new single, that Taste One with the Britney Spears sample, is dope. That song that they've been rocking it, you know what I'm saying, on the urban stations and stuff like that. I think that's a great song with that Britney Spears a sample. And the other song I think everybody knows of hers, what's that song?
Here We Go.
Yeah.
She has that, and then she also has, you know, some of the newer one with
the rain sample.
Stuff.
Yeah, with that SWV sample. So so you know, I noticed a lot of her songs were taking samples from a lot of great R&B songs, which is brilliant when you're a new artist. People are familiar with those old songs and you sampling them, so it makes a further connection. So whoever's producing her as a new artist, that's smart to throw those in there, because now in a concert setting, people are like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? I know this song, you know, where she got this from. So I think that was a brilliant thing for the concert. So definitely. But, you know, one thing about Mardi Gras, you're going to know, it's standing only. So you're going to be standing there.
Yes.
So wear some comfortable shoes. I up there wearing red bottom shoes at night, which my feet were hurting. So word of advice, guys, do not wear red bottom high top sneakers because they are not standing shoes. Those are profiling when you go somewhere, you sit down and then you put the bottom up so people see red. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's definitely a great show. I would recommend it. I would recommend Mardi Gras for anybody. You know, what's your opinion about Mardi Gras overall?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, Mardi Gras is a very fun family event. I mean, you can go with your kids.
Yes.
It is a friendly kid environment. They get to see the parades. And, you know, it's always fun watching them trying to catch the beads and stuff. You know, I mean, they have many different parades, you know, that comes out. So I think it's very entertaining.
Yeah,
so it's a whole family experience.
Yeah, they have a parade every night. So if you don't go there on a Saturday or Friday when they have a concert, or sometimes a Sunday,
you can see it on the regular.
You can still see the parade during like any day of the week because they run the parade every single day. I think we got to find out how we can get on the boat one day, one of the floats and give out some beads.
Yeah,
I think that'd be cool.
Maybe that'd be real cool. We could do that.
We could blog
see
it.
How we find out. Yeah, why not? The other thing is, again, you know, the food, like I say, the menu is strictly Mardi Gras menu. So they usually have it throughout the whole park. And the drinks, I mean, you're going to love the drinks, too, especially if you are, you know, someone who love hurricanes or someone who love, you know, your tropical drinks and your New Orleans drinks. You definitely will love that. And the dessert, like I say, they have the beignets and it's really delicious. And so it is a very, very good experience. And yes, you will be spending some money.
Yes. You know, I think the drink I got with the souvenir was like $17. Mm-hmm. So we got a cup. So things are a little bit pricey. Now, fortunately, we have an annual pass, so you get a little percentage off of
it. Yes, yeah.
But still, it's still a little pricey, so be prepared to spend some money. Mm-hmm. Especially if you stay there the whole day and decide on eating there.
Yep.
You're definitely going to be spending money, so don't... And also, know how to utilize the app, because a lot of the places,
since
COVID,
from the app.
Now every place is utilized, they kept the app thing, where mm-hmm. you got to order things online through their app. So definitely be prepared for that. It's not a go up to... Certain places are not go up to the counter. You have to order mm-hmm. it and then go up to the counter, so expect that. I think that's starting to be standard at every amusement park right now after COVID. Mm-hmm. That's the only negative thing I don't like. It's like I got on the app.
Yeah, you got to go on the app.
What about my power? You know, what about my getting good service? You know,
well, I guess you ain't eating.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Not that restaurant.
But it was definitely great. It's definitely a great date night, too. Mm-hmm. You know, are you going out with a new girl, your fiance?
I don't know if you'll take a new girl out to there, I mean, because you're going to spend some dough.
I mean, if you got dough, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like this, I would personally, if I was dating, and if I'm going to spend money at Ruth Chris and stuff like that, I'd rather put that money going to that mm-hmm. because it's fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It puts you in a different environment. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great. And even date night with your wife or mm-hmm. your girlfriend and stuff like that, I think it's the perfect type of date night where you can go there and just relax. And mm-hmm. you have a so you get a concert, you get food, and you get a amusement park. All in one,
yeah.
So I think that's a great thing to do. Mm-hmm. Universal is definitely a great. It's more accessible than Disney mm-hmm. because you know we can go to Universal and be there about. Well, we live that far, but in general, it's a easy. You park and you maybe a 5-minute walk. Mm-hmm. You can be in the parks. Then they have City Walk where they have all the restaurants mm-hmm. and a movie.
Right.
They have mini clubs, karaoke. So at the end of the day, you know, it's the perfect date situation because you could take a girl to the park or your wife to the park, do a concert, enjoy the flow. Then relax at City Walk. City Walk, they're open close to 2. Mm-hmm. So you can go to different events and stuff. So it's definitely a great total date night mm-hmm. to do. And the added addition of Mardi Gras makes it even more exciting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But understand, come with some money.
Yes.
But even if you want to do it cheap, right? Mm-hmm. Even, and this is, you know, this, let's say you don't got money for all that. You can go to City Walk for free. Mm-hmm. After 6 o'clock, you don't have to pay for parking.
Right.
So you could park, right? Mm-hmm. And then you could just enjoy walking around
City Walk. Just walk around.
That was actually me and your first date. You know, me and my wife's first date was going to City Walk. Mm-hmm. I took her to a movie.
They even asked me if I want anything to eat, but that's okay.
Oh, you know what? Okay, all right. Back then, they used to do like student discount.
Yes, I had to show up my student discount. And, but we were kids back then, so it's all good.
We were young, but that was our first date. You know what I'm saying? But it was great because, you know, it's exciting. Just being around that type of environment, mm-hmm. you don't get, you know, it reminds me of like the excitement of when you go to 42nd Street in Manhattan. You know what I'm saying? Not as great. But mm-hmm. it's still, you know, the lights and stuff like that. So it's very impressive to take somebody out there. And then, you know, if you want to go to a club, there's Bob Marley's. There's the Coco Lounge. There's a karaoke club.
Yeah, there's karaoke. There's all kinds of stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Our favorite spot is Angelito's.
Angelito's,
yeah. Which is the Mexican restaurant. They have like one of the best guacamole mm-hmm. out
they
there.
Do have a great
so, God. You know, and it's not too expensive, that guacamole, you know what I'm saying? But then if you want to get fancy, you can go to Big Fire.
Big Fire, which is one of my favorite.
You got to pick a reservation for it, but it's really great.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a lot. Before it was, what was it? Was it Emeralds before? Yeah, it was Emeralds before.
It was Emeralds, right?
It was Emeralds before, and then they switched it over to mm-hmm. Big Fire. But
and if you really want some dessert, tooth, you know, tooth stone or tooth Yeah, I think it's called Two Stone, but it's like all types of dessert with, and it's huge dessert too. It's you know, milkshakes, ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
All everything.
And then you, also you can go to Voodoo Donuts.
Oh, which, it's the worst.
Which we don't think is good.
It is not
very dry
donuts. It's dry ass donuts.
But the thing about the donuts is like unique. They have like bacon donuts, yeah, donuts with Fruit Loops. So it's dry. Unique. It's an experience.
It is.
I remember the first time we went there. We stood on that long ass line. There's always a long line. But you know, it wasn't the best donuts in the world. It's not like Krispy Kreme. You know, it's not even Dunkin' Donuts.
It's not even anything. It is nasty.
But it's entertaining.
You know, inexpensive too.
Yeah. Expensive, so they have a lot to do there.
Or Cinnabon, that's our favorite.
Cinnabon, yeah, they have Cinnabon. Cinnabon's always great.
Always great.
Then they have the NBA Cafe, mm-hmm. Hard Rock Cafe.
Hard Rock, which we've taken our kids and eaten at so many restaurants.
Also, there. With Hard Rock, I think I want to do a vlog podcast on it pretty soon. Mm-hmm. They have something like what people don't know is the Hard Rock. This is a secret, insider secret right mm-hmm. now. You're getting. They have a tour, mm-hmm. right? The Hard Rock Cafe. And they have one of the biggest music memorabilia and tour mm-hmm. Where they have like relics of like Elvis's jacket mm-hmm. and Stevie Wonder's piano. They have like this tour upstairs, mm-hmm. which is really great.
Yeah,
you get to go on the Hard Rock stage and mm-hmm. look at it. You get to see all these things upstairs. And a lot of people don't know. I remember back in the day, when I was Mr. Band in the music, right? Mm-hmm. I used to, you know, when people come to town, I used to impress them, right? Because people don't advertise the tour, so a lot of people don't know it. So I got cool with the guy. Now he's like a VP of Hard Rock, but before he was just a tour guy. And he gave me his number and stuff. So people used to come in town, and I'd be like, hey, guys, I got some exclusive. I used to call my man, hey, we're going to do the tour. Even though the tour is free and anybody can do it, but people didn't know. But it'd be acting special. He'd meet me at the door. Hey, what's going on, Cass? Like, hey, what's going on? He's like, yo, come this way. So it'd be like really fancy and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the tour is free. But back then, it made me see like big baller, right? I'm walking with people, like potential artists mm-hmm. or people from out of town, business associates. And I'm like, oh, wow, you got the hook. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do. So if you really want to take your date to the next level, you can act like you're the man. Like, y'all got some, I got some exclusive for you, because a lot of people don't know about the tour because they don't advertise it. But I don't know if they still do it. It's been years.
I don't know.
But I mean, all the stuff is still there.
Did we do it with our kids one time?
Yeah, years ago.
A couple years ago
that we did. So, yeah, but yeah, but knows? That's definitely something. But, you know, the whole Universal experience is great. We're not here bashing Disney.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you love Disney, that's great. Yeah. We only have, you know, our three out of our people of our family, three out of four love Universal.
Except for
our
that
daughter
one kid.
Is the only one that loves Disney. And that's it. Like, I mean, we're fine with Disney. It's just
Disney, the thing about Disney, and I know we're going off a tangent, yeah, but you know, it's fine. Disney is a whole day ordeal.
It's an experience.
To park, it's not then fun. To get to the park is an adventure.
Yeah.
Then when you're in the park, it's a whole ordeal where Universal is quick.
Simple.
It's simple, it's quick, it's accessible. Easy. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we can valet park.
Yeah, you can valet park. And the valet park is right
it's
there.
It's right there.
And the valet park, well, you have annual pass is cheaper, but mm-hmm. in general, it's 30 bucks, 40 bucks, yeah. I think, depending on
if there's events that you're going to pay a little bit more.
You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely worth it. You know, if you live in Orlando or you're visiting Orlando, I'm going to be honest, if you're looking for all of the wow, definitely visit Universal.
Yeah, visit Universal.
Definitely go there. And we're not being sponsored by Universal to promote them, so don't get us mm-mm. wrong. But it's definitely an experience, and it's definitely worth the money.
Yes.
It's definitely worth the money. But this Tommy and Mardi Gras, definitely. But like I said, you people that have been to New Orleans, have we been to New Orleans Mardi Gras? We're actually about to go there again to the Essence.
Yeah, so
we're
for Essence.
We'll be covering that.
Yes.
So, and we got some, you know, some Essence thing coming, which is great. But I'm telling you, don't go there with the expectation of that type of Mardi Gras.
It's just it's a family event.
It's a family Mardi That's Gras, all. Okay? Because Mardi Gras is not a place where you take your kids. You know what I'm saying?
In New Orleans, no.
In New Orleans. But this one, you definitely can. And it's funny, you get that New Orleans feel mm-hmm. with family-friendly environment.
Yes. Yeah, and I think there's one more week left of Martyrdale, because I think it starts
from February through March.
Yeah, through the end of March. And so there's one more week, and I think who's closing it out this year, if you all want to go, I believe it's TLC that is closing it out on Saturday.
Yes, yes, we will be there.
And we'll be there, because we've seen them so many times.
So if you are out, I think we're going to wear our shirts, mm-hmm. and we're going to be out there. So if you see us out there,
just say hi.
Say what's up. You know, maybe get on a website, you know what I mean? We'll take a picture with you. Say hey. You know, we'll have a couple of creatures. Yeah, don't be a stranger, right? Is there anything else we missed, my love?
No, I think we got it all.
All right, great. So definitely check it out.
Yeah. Universal, you hear that? Sponsor us.
No, but we don't do that, remember?
Oh, no.
Remember, we do it because we love
paid
it.
Paid honest.
Paid honest opinion, not paid ones.
Not paid ones.
I mean, depending on how much money.
Or depending on how much money.
But you know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely check it out. Well, I think we'll have a link on this article. We'll have a link to Universal, and you could click onto it for tickets mm-hmm. and check out Mardi Gras. We'll put the link in the article. So you can check it out. But definitely check it out. Have a great time. Yep. And like I said, if you go there and you want to talk about it too, hit us up. Maybe we'll post your comments or your opinions, okay?
Yeah. And don't forget to visit the page, coupleofcritics.com. There's so much on there.
So many articles, so many reviews. We're getting a lot of traffic. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for hitting us up and going to the page. We see it. We get the numbers in the background. It's growing. It's definitely growing. And we appreciate the love.
Yes, really do. Thanks, you all.
All right. Until next time, people.
Bye.